Friends, hello, hello. This past week has been a tough one, to say the least. As some of you may know, I'm Palestinian American, and history is unfolding. Those are the three words that I keep repeating to myself as I walk around in a haze. My body is so heavy. Glued to the news, I feel like I'm being pulled into this warp field, or more like being pulled down. It's been really interesting because here I am, I have all of these tools about how to feel lighter, and yet this force just seems so much larger than me. And there are two things that I keep remembering. The first is that this isn't just my pain. This is the pain of my ancestors. My body isn't just responding to my direct experiences, but there's a truth in my body that's so much bigger than I am. The second thing I keep remembering during this time is I'm feeling the collective pain of our people. We're all connected. As a healer, as someone who practices energy medicine, someone who has made themselves attuned to the energetic flow, this past week has just been too much to handle. It's not to say it hasn't been too much for others, it's been too much for all of us to handle. And I just wanted to, from my own perspective, almost as my own personal journal, reflect upon this past week and share a little bit about what I, as Bisan, have experienced. My hope is that after this, I'll be able to hold space for others. I will be able to hold a healing space, to do healing work that is so important at this time. But the fact is, I myself am drowning. My own capacity is depleted, and I am honoring that. The thing is that in addition to witnessing the brutal bombings on Gaza, to receiving WhatsApp messages from friends, colleagues on the ground, in addition to witnessing this suffering, there's this gaslighting, this hypocrisy, this pain that's coming from people who are so close to me. I know, maybe as a healer, I'm supposed to say that all lives matter. But the power imbalance is real. The power imbalance is real. The dehumanization of the Palestinian people is real. The gaslighting of our struggle for freedom is real. So yes, oh my goodness, every mother who lost a child this week, Israeli or Palestinian, my heart is with them. My heart is with them. And you cannot pretend that what is happening in Gaza right now is okay. The massacre of millions of people who are on social media, live streaming, sharing their last words, asking where the world is. And there is nothing that we can do to know these people, to know these lives, these people in Gaza, to be hearing from them directly, and at the same time, to know that our world is turning a blind eye, to know that our leaders have given a carte blanche to Israel for bombing, to know that we were being primed for genocide almost immediately after the horrific attacks on Saturday. So, in the midst of this helplessness, this despair, where do we see the light? I'll share again on a very personal level the allyship of this past week, the work of Jewish Voices for Peace, and If Not Now, the co-solidarity, the people who lost loved ones in Israel and are screaming, our grief will not be weaponized, are calling against using the death of their loved ones to kill more innocent people. That is giving me hope. Because when you zoom out, when you zoom out of this past week, when you zoom out of the past 100 years, we know that people have moved forward from this pain. We know that people can live in equality together. There is nothing about this that is complicated. It's a simple demand of equal rights between all human beings. Another place that has given me hope, a place where I see the light, is from our Black brothers and sisters. Adrienne Marie Brown published a beautiful poem titled Free Palestine and has been so vocal in her solidarity with the Palestinian people. Part of me wonders, why is it that her words mean so much to me, so much? And I realize it's because I've been let down by so many people in the social impact space, in the social justice space, in the space of DEI. I've been let down by so many people who stays silent when it comes to Palestine. And these people are silent, not because they don't know, not because they don't understand, not even because they don't feel the pain. They don't feel our pain. These people are silent because they're being bullied. Because they know that speaking out for Palestine could be the end of their career. And finally, the third place that I see this light, this hope, is in my Palestinian brothers and sisters who are speaking out vocally, who are going to protests, who are waving the flag, who are posting on LinkedIn, saying this is not okay. Each one of us is finding our voice, is using our voice in whatever way we can, because we know whether we use our voice or we don't, they will kill us. So let us use our voice. Let us not die silent. The injustice in this world is real. White supremacy is real. Colonialism is real. And the killing that it inflicts on the lives of people is real. We can't do this work of social justice, social impact, in ignorance. We cannot be naive about how strong those powers are. And we also cannot lose hope in humanity. We cannot lose hope that our children will be able to say, I'm Palestinian, and not feel the need to defend that. Because, my friends, it is so fucking tiring defending yourself and trying to make others see you as human. So how am I coping? First thing is I'm moving through the world very slowly. Very, very slowly. I'm giving myself permission to clear my schedule, to take days to respond to someone. I'm giving myself permission to ask myself in each day, in each hour, what do I need? How can I help now? Am I okay? And what that looks like is hours in bed, on the couch, and then a few minutes, a burst of energy to post something, to write something, to record something that I think might make a little bit of a difference. So to everyone who is struggling right now, please remember to be gentle with yourself. Allow yourself to grieve. Allow yourself to rest. Allow yourself to say, I'm not okay. No matter how long that takes, allow yourself. And once you allow that, you will find those moments, those bursts, where you can create, where you can speak up. And doing the opposite, shaming ourselves, saying the people in Gaza have it so much worse, I must keep going. What we resist persists. What we resist persists. So how can you allow yourself to sink into that feeling? To allow for that feeling, to allow for that heaviness, to give yourself compassion, to remember that this is so much bigger than you or me, to acknowledge that this pain is real, to pace yourself. And when you're ready to speak up, to create, to use your voice in whatever way feels the most authentic to you, to use your voice to speak up. We will not always have our voice. Thousands of people have lost their voice in this past week. So let us use our voice today, however we can and whatever capacity we have, to speak up. To remind people that there is a world where we can all live equally. There is a world where justice can prevail. There is a world where bombs are not falling. Our kids will ask us, what did we do? Our kids will make us feel so ashamed that we thought we couldn't live peacefully together. We thought we couldn't live equally together. And I'll start to wrap up by sharing some questions that I've been asking. Questions I've been asking myself. Ways that I've been trying to deconstruct the world that we live in. The first question I'm asking is, what does it look like to live in a post-national world? To live in a world beyond flags, beyond borders, to live in a world where we're all free. The chant, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free," has been banned in some European countries. But what if we replace that with, "From the river to the sea, Palestinians will be free"? What changes then? And the second question I've been asking myself is, how can I be a better ally moving forward? How can I truly stand for equality and justice for all? How can I make sure that I never remain silent when another people is being oppressed? And how can I remember, even when the news headlines forget? How can I remember this feeling of pain? Because, my friends, the pain that we are feeling this week, we can only feel it for so long. The pain will move on. It will transform. But we can't forget. We can't forget. We can't forget. We can't forget the importance of using our voice. We can't forget the importance of speaking up for what is true to us, of speaking truth to power. We cannot forget the importance of living our lives more consciously, more attuned to where we are being complicit. We can't forget. I'll end with a little prayer. I'll end by asking the most compassionate, the most merciful, to protect the people of Gaza. To give them some comfort. No matter how little. And to guide us. And to guide us on the straight path to use our voices and to speak up. If you made it this far, I'm sending you a big, big hug. And if there's anything I can personally do to support you as you navigate these times, please don't hesitate to reach out. Alrighty, my friends, I'm sending you all so much love and strength. Thank you for listening. And now I promise I will get to seeing how I can share more healing resources for all of you to get through these difficult times. Bye for now.